Praise the Lord. Praise
Love
the Lord.
Talk Radio.
My brother. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Good morning. Good morning, Cousin Linda and Harry. Good morning, Sister Greta. Good morning, Evangelist Janet Griffith. Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, Minister Barbara Mott. Good morning, Minister Sharon. Good morning, Minister Yvonne. Good morning, Sister Jackie. Good morning, Sister Jack Nita. Good morning, Evangelist Taylor. Good morning to Archbishop. Good morning, Alamasi. Archbishop Alamasi. Good morning, my King Alamasi. Good morning, our kings and our queens and women of God. Good morning to all of our leadership. Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Desmond Stewart. Good morning, Rosie Traham. Good morning, Shanita Kelly, Ryel Kelly, and Zariel Kelly. Good morning, Diamond, my favorite Diamond. I'm telling you, Diamond in a rough. Thank God for you, Diamond Tickle. God is truly good. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am happy and excited about today. God is truly good, Sister Burdetta. God is good to you, and he will continue to bless, heal, and deliver. Praise the Lord, Bishop Timmy Lee. Good morning, Reverend Dr. Maybell Hickman. Good morning, Delegate Melvin Stoops. Dr. David Gaines. Brother James Long. Apostle Margie Mercer. And the Mercer team. Good morning to you and your very, very, very valuable esteemed church home. Good morning, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. Sister Nettie Savage. Good morning to you. Good morning to the team over at Manicare Nursing Home and all the facilities of assisted living. Good morning to all of you in hospitals that are listening. We praise God and thank God for you. Good morning, those of you that are behind prison bars. Yes, we are praying for you. God is able. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Deliverance is near. Salvation is near. This is the hour of salvation. Good morning, Brother Bellamy and Ruth Bellamy. Good morning, Mother Annie Green. We love you. Mother Nita, good morning. Good morning to Archbishop family, her loved ones, her mother. Good morning to all of your family in its entirety. Good morning and praise the Lord. Elder John Waters, good morning to you. We thank God for your song. We thank God for your praises. We thank God for your blessings. Call on me. Jesus Christ, call on me. We thank God, Elder Waters. We thank God for Pastor Murray Davis Edwards of the Flying Eagles Ministry, along with her sister Tina Sewell. We love you so much, Diane, in South Carolina. We thank God for you, Pastor Loretta Sumter in South Carolina, Bethel Holiness Church. We thank God for you, the wonderful, dynamic woman of God. We thank God for your family's entirety. We know that God is able. God is doing great and mighty things. And he is a healer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Daisy Bennett. Good morning to all of you. Good morning to you and bless you in a very special way. Good morning, Gussie, cousin. We are praying for you and your family in its entirety. We are praying for you, you, and you. Hallelujah. Good morning, Stacy Johnson and your beautiful wife and your family in its entirety. God is keeping you. God is guiding you. And God is leading you. We thank God that God is blessing those who have gone through storms and tornadoes. And my God, God is still good. Hold on to his hand. Help is on the way. Those in Sumter, South Carolina, help is on the way. We are praying for you in the midst of all that's going on and taking place. We are praying for you. We know that God is still able and God is still on the throne. Those are in Brooklyn, New York. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are praying for you. We are praying for those in Texas. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We're lifting you up one by one. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We are praying for you. We're praying for all of you that experienced those tragedies in this past month, this past year, and even in years to pass. God is still in charge. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We are praying for you, Pastor Tammy Caesar, your aunt, Shirley Caesar in North Carolina. We are praying for you. Glory be to God. We are praying for you, T.J. Staten, Diane Green. We are praying for you. Tyrone Staten, we are praying for you. Sister Jackie Anderson, we are praying for you. We are praying for you. We know that God is truly able. Dr. Patricia McCray, we're lifting you up in prayer. God is a good God, and your son, he's guiding, leading, and directing. He is a healer. Thank you. Glory be to God. Elder Annette and Don Smith and Mercedes and your family in its entirety, we are praying for you. God is still in charge. Keep hope alive. Continue to keep hope alive. There is hope. And amidst everything that's going on, we are praying for you, Apostle Joanne Farley, Marvin Farley, Tiffany, we are praying for you. God is a God that could do anything but fail. Brandon, Mike, we love you. We're praying for you. Thank you for your visit here in Baltimore, Maryland. Your sister, Kobe, we're praying for Justin. We're praying for Heather. We're praying for Paul. You are our angels, and we thank you for being with us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are praying for you, Tanisha Green, in Norfolk, Virginia. God is truly a good God, and God can do anything but fail. You and your beautiful, blessed sons and your daughter, who God delivered from the Roosevelt ship in the Navy, we thank God for your daughter and thank God for the blessing and the healing that took place as a result of sailing on the USS Roosevelt ship in the Navy. God is blessing her. She's now a recruiter, so we thank God for her promotion. Desmond Stewart, congratulate you on your promotion of a agent for basketball players, international agent for basketball players. Congratulations to you, Desmond Stewart. God is able. Congratulations to all of our graduates from schools and homeschools, all of those that graduated, hallelujah, from college and universities. And we're still seeing graduates walk in their gowns, caps and gowns. We are proud of you. We are proud of you as you walk into your new days, okay? As you walk into your new blessings, as you walk into your new careers, as you continue to graduate and go forth and make a difference in your lives and the lives of your family and other members of your family and loved ones in your community, in your city, in your state. We thank you for those that are rising up to be great and mighty leaders. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, for blessing our young people as they continue to attend school. Watch over them, Father God, and protect them. We're praying for you. Congratulations, Chinita Kelly, with your two graduates, Rael and Zariel Kelly. Congratulations. We're praying for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for blessing those young people and keeping them and guiding them and leading them. Dwayne Williams, we are praying for you. Dwayne Williams Jr., we are praying for you. And the dad, Dwayne Sr., we are praying for you. We are praying for Sheree Williams, Dejanay, we are praying for you. Hallelujah. Jerome Green, Gilbert Green, hallelujah, we are praying for you. Maddie Hightower, we thank God for you, and Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower, we are praying for you. God is putting it all together, all in order. We thank you right now, Father God, for keeping families and blessing them and guiding them and leading them. We thank you for the hand of God. We thank you for the hand of God. Because if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be? Where would we be if it had not been for the Lord? We are praying for those that are operating our trains, our conductors, our pilots, those that are driving their vehicles as they travel to and fro in different states and cities. We thank you, Father God, for our pilots that are traveling throughout the continents. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Our prayer warriors in Australia, our prayer warriors in Venezuela, our prayer warriors in Germany, our prayer warriors in Afghanistan, our prayer warriors in Russia. Yes, there's some prayer warriors there in Russia. Thank you, Jesus. Our prayer warriors that are fighting in these wars, our prayer warriors in the military all over the world. We thank God for them volunteering to come and help and bless our country. Yes, they volunteered. Glory, hallelujah. The Army, the Navy, Marines, Air Force, National Guard, Honor Guard. We are praying for you. God is able, that God will keep you and guide you and lead you and direct you. For the captains, the majors, the lieutenants, those in high positions, we are praying for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. All of our leadership, United States of America President Joe Biden, we are praying for you and your family, Dr. Jill Biden, that God will touch your mind, body, spirit, and soul, and that you receive divine wisdom from God, divine healing from God, divine intelligence from God. You need it in times like these. We need Jesus, not a law. People need the Lord. People need salvation, need to be delivered and set free and healed in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Father God, for those that are walking the streets firing those illegal weapons in their homes. Father God, touch them right now. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Have them to lay down those illegal weapons, Father God. Someone's son, someone's daughter. Lay them down. Father, mother, dad, lay down those weapons of destruction. Illegally, sales of drugs, sales of illegal ammunition. Illegal. Stop it right now, Father God. Stop them in their tracks. Touch their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Have them have a transformation of the mind and deliverance right now from evil. We know, Father God, you said that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We pray that they'll call upon the name Jesus Christ. Saving power, healing power, deliverance power. Touch lives of those right now in their homes. Those that are awake, those that are hearing my voice, bless them. Deliver them from evil. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We see, Father God, we see with a spiritual eye what you're able to do. We pray right now for families who have suffered loss. We pray right now, Father God, that you'll comfort them because you said you'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Comfort them right now in the name of Jesus, those who have lost loved ones. And then, Father God, we come against the evil one. Stop them in their tracks. Lay down the weapons, the guns, the knives, the thoughts of committing evil. Destroy it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know you could do it. You said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. You said if my people will call upon my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek your face, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. My people, Christians, born again, saved. He said, if my people who are called by my name, Christians, will humble themselves and pray. My God, are we doing that this morning, my sisters and brothers? Are we yielding to the Almighty Living God? We're praying without ceasing, 24 hours a day. Yes, God, we believe and we have hope. We know that you're able. We know that you can go into lives and touch lives and change lives right now. We know that you're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Regulate someone's mind right now. Touch that mind in the name of Jesus, that they'll have a mind of Jesus Christ. They have a mind stayed on thee. They have a mind of peace and love, agape love, unconditional love. They have a mind to walk in the goodness of Jesus Christ. Regulate that mind right now. No more mental illness. No more paranoid schizophrenic. No more bipolar. No more minds of destruction in the name of Jesus. Regulate that mind right now in the name of Jesus. No more jealousy, envy, proud and puffed up. Regulate that mind, that Jezebel mind, in the name of Jesus. We believe that you're a mind regulator. We believe and we know what you could do. We believe in the power of prayer. Touch those minds right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Send those evil thoughts back to the pits of hell from which they came. No more suicide. Not on my watch. Put down those pills. Put down those razors. No more cutting of the wrists. Put down those guns and those knives. We come against that spirit of destruction right now. The Spirit of God will reign. The peace of God will reign. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, and our souls. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. We come against those individuals right now, those spirits. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. We come against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. We walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. We speak in the authority of Jesus Christ. We act in the authority of Jesus Christ. He said, greater works we shall do, my sisters and my brothers. Greater works ye shall do in the name of Jesus. We believe in the power of the Almighty Living God. Our God is not dead. He lives within our souls, and he lives within inside you and I. We have the authority. Greater works ye shall do. Get that in your spirit, in your mind, your body, and your soul. Greater works ye shall do, my God, my God, my God. On this day, not tomorrow, on this day, greater works ye shall do. You will rise up against the enemy. The enemy is defeated. We have victory in Jesus Christ. No grave could hold him. He rose on the third day. All power, all authority. Healing took place. The earth shook. All power. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We worship you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We magnify you on this day. We give you praise and honor and glory on this day. Right now, this season. We thank you, Father God, for healing that's taking place right now. Providing shelter for someone that's walking the streets all night long. Touching that mind right now and healing them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for healing individuals from cancer, diabetes, bursitis, arthritis, prostate cancer, liver cancer. No more liver disease. No more hepatitis C. We thank you for healing, Father God. For that person that's suffering migraine headaches, glory, hallelujah. Right now, Father God, we thank you right now as they lay hands on their head and receive that healing right now. Total body healing. Glory be to God. Healing from aches and pains. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Restoring eyesight to the blind. You are able. You're the same God that gave eyesight to the blind. You're the same God, yesterday, today, and forever. You're the same God that healed the woman with the issue of blood. You're the same God that healed the man who was at the pool 38 long years. It's never too late. We thank you right now. You're the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead. You're the same God. And we thank you right now. We believe it. Delivering someone from drug addiction, alcoholism. We thank you for that deliverance right now. It's a miracle. This is miracle working season, my sisters and my brothers. God is working miracles on your behalf and your life and the lives of your families and your loved ones. He's a miracle working God. All things are possible to those who believe. We're interceding. For those that have not prayed. We're interceding for those that don't even want to pray. We're interceding for those that need to pray. We're interceding on their behalf. We're calling all intercessory prayer warriors. The north, the south, and the east, and the west. Promotion comes from God. We thank you for that promotion right now in the spiritual realm that it will manifest in the natural realm. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Someone receiving you right now as their personal Savior. Now is the hour of salvation. We thank you right now for Dr. Bernice Moore Wright, her children Vicky and Mitzi and Christopher, as they draw closer to you. We thank you, Father God, for Pat being there with her sisters faithfully. Patricia Moore, we're praying for you as God continue to keep you and strengthen you as you watch over your two sisters and your family in its entirety. We thank you right now. Bless her, the woman of God, that walk in the desire of Jesus Christ. Bless her right now. Glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. Glory be to God for blessing and healing Nicholas right now, being with him and guide him and lead him. Placing the proper words upon his tongue, that as he sing, he will sing to the glory of the Almighty Living God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now for Deacon Theodore Price. His wife, Deacon, is Patricia Price. We thank you for healing right now. Restoration. Restoration. We thank you, Father God. Sister Esther. Bobby, we are praying for you. Brenda, we are praying for you. Marvin Harrington, yes, we are praying for you. God is able. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He's with you and guiding and leading you. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, we are praying for you and Deaconess Gwen. Your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. God is able. We're praying for generations and generations and generations. That the Spirit of God will reign like never before. That he said in his latter days he'll pour his Spirit upon all flesh. And that's what's happening. In this season, in this time, don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He is a miracle worker. Yes, he is. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. New Union Baptist Church, hold on. God is able. God is able. Gospel Tabernacle Church, Bishop Reginald Kennedy, we thank you for your family and your wife in its entirety. Blessing our community. Central Baptist Church, thank you for your blessings of distributing food every Tuesday and Thursday in the community in Baltimore, Maryland. We thank you for many of those that have counted not robbery to volunteer and share of their time to bless God's people in our communities. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. David Gaines, for blessing God's people. We thank you right now for his gifts and his talents and his wife, Demetria. Bless them. Touch your daughter. Touch your son. Touch their family in its entirety. In its entirety, Dr. David Gaines, we're praying for your family in its entirety. God is able. Your children, your sisters, brother-in-laws, sister-in-laws, God is able. Yes, he is. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He is a miracle-working God, and he's working a miracle right now in your life, on your job, in your home, behind prison bars, in the hospitals, the nursing homes, the assisted living facilities, the residents there. God is still with you. He said he'll leave you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you right there while you're lying in your bed. That individual's about to go to surgery. God is with you. Call upon the name of Jesus. Take him with you. He's a mighty surgeon. Pray over your medications that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. And we're praying for healing right now from all medications. We are praying for healing, 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 and deliverance, that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. We speak against COVID. No more COVID floating in the air. No more diseases manifesting in the air. We come against those diseases right now in the name of Jesus and cast them back to the pits of hell from which they came. Evict that disease from our body. Evict those diseases from our homes. Evict those diseases from our communities. Send them back to the pits of hell and let them burn, Father, and disintegrate, never to appear again in our mind, body, spirit, or soul. We pray for our doctors, our nurses, our anesthesiologists. We pray for them right now that they'll call upon the name of Jesus and surrender to you. Their lives, their practices, let them surrender to you in the name of Jesus. That healing will take place. Healing will take place in our lives. Let them witness miracles. Let someone see the bright light at the end of that tunnel. Let someone see and experience that bright light at the end of that tunnel. Saturate our bodies, our minds, our spirits and souls with the hand of God, the love of God. Touch right now. Someone is going through a situation. Right now. Someone's about to enter the courtroom. Right now. Touch right now those behind prison bars. Let them yearn, cry out to you, the Almighty Living God. Let them experience the power of the Almighty God right there behind prison bars. Now is the hour of salvation. Expect a change in your life. Let the change take place in your life. Receive your blessing in the name of Jesus in your life. Receive salvation in the name of Jesus in your life. Receive peace that surpasses all understanding in your life. Receive healing in your life. Receive prosperity in your life. Receive divine intervention in your life. Receive divine healing. Double portion, the Holy Spirit is saying. Double portion. He's knocking out those diseases right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Someone's being healed from cancer right now. Someone's being healed from diabetes right now. Someone's being healed from Crohn's colitis right now. Someone is being healed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, from dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. We thank you for the healing that takes place right now. We thank you, Father God. We can't thank you enough for what you're doing. We thank you for all of our postal workers. Sister Greta, we are praying for you. God is able. Keep them safe and healthy from hurt, harm, and danger. We're praying for that wayward child, that God will wake them up and shake them up, that they will honor their mother and their father, and their days will be longer upon the earth. We're praying for every gangbanger. Touch them right now, Father God. We come against that spirit and desire to become a part of a gang. Let them become a part of the family of Jesus Christ. Let them surrender to you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. They'll call upon the name of Jesus. They'll fall on bended knees and say, I surrender. I surrender all to you. We come against every gangbanger in the name of Jesus throughout the world, that they'll surrender to you, that they will surrender to you, that they will surrender to the Almighty Living God. And we thank you right now, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, as they fall on bended knees and lift up their hands and say, Jesus, I give up. I give up. White supremacy, we come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Come against it right now, that they'll yield to you, the Almighty Living God, and cry out to you. Cry out to you. Now is the hour of salvation. Salvation is free. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I decree and declare a spirit of peace in you, your home, your situation, your life, on your job. I decree and declare a spirit of love, agape love, unconditional love. I decree and declare a spirit of forgiveness, no matter what they have done. Jesus knows all about it. The battle is not yours. My sisters and my brothers, now is the hour of salvation. I decree and declare that you will forgive that individual because Christ has forgiven you. Thank you, Jesus. Let them surrender to you their problems, their trials, their tribulations, their sickness, their diseases. Let them surrender to you. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. A spirit, experience the newness of Jesus Christ in your life right now. Even though you might have got a pink slip on that job, I want you to know that God will still take care of you. He has something better for you. Rest. Rest in Jesus Christ. Rest in the arms of the Almighty Living God. Don't panic. Don't panic. Don't panic. Rest in the arms of the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all that which dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, both Jews and Gentiles. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from this body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them. And the evil spirits went out of them in the name of Jesus. I command every evil spirit to come out of you, come out of your children, come out of your neighbors in the name of Jesus, your family members. I command every evil spirit to come out of your husband, your wife, your nieces, your nephews, your grandchildren. I command every evil spirit to come out of that boss on that job. I command every evil spirit to come out of your mother, your father, your sisters, and your brothers. I command an evil spirit to come out in the name of Jesus. Send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him right now. I decree and declare that every evil spirit will leave you and your home and your loved ones right now. Send it back to the pits of hell from which it came, never to return. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Power in Jesus Christ. Yes, there's power in Jesus Christ. You can't do it. You call on his name. Invoke a miracle working power of Jesus Christ. Yes, he's able. He's doing it right now. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Portia, he's doing it right now. Deaconess Johnson, he's doing it right now. Sister Logan, he's doing it right now. Sister Mary Hamilton, he's doing it right now. Sister Barbara Haney, he's doing it right now. Brother Master Dominique, he's doing it right now. Sister Eva Button, he's doing it right now. God is able. God can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. I want you to invoke the spirit of peace of Jesus Christ. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Praise the Lord. Peace in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, Sister Jill. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord, Dr. Ronald Green. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord, Mother Annie Green. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. Sister Mary, praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Begin to recite that. The Lord, peace be still. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare peace will take place in your life first, and it will manifest all around you as you recite that. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Didn't he command that when they were on the storm, on that ship? Peace be still. Peace be still. May the peace of God manifest in your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul. You need to relax and let go and let God. God's got your back. The devil's under your feet. We don't want him behind us. He's under your feet. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God will reign upon you in every situation. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. As you walk through your home, as you leave your home, as you walk to your car, as you drive, as you walk through the streets, as you travel from state to state, as you walk on your job, as you walk in the school, as you walk in the grocery store, praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. As you go into the bank, praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. As you go into your doctor's office, praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. As you go into the hospital, praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. As you take care of your personal business with your attorney, praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. As you stand in the courts, praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. As you arrive back in your home, praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. God is able. Get it in your spirits, my sisters and my brothers. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. The Word of God tells us to be anxious about nothing. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for divine wisdom, divine intelligence, the Christ within us. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Someone is experiencing anxiety this morning. I want you to say it with me. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. God is going to calm that spirit down right now. He is calming that spirit right now. Someone is experiencing depression. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. No more depression. In the name of Jesus. Ask and ye shall receive. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for divine wisdom, divine intelligence. God's people are intelligent beings. God's people use wisdom. Watch your words. Watch your words. Speak healing. By his stripes I am healed. Don't claim those diseases and sicknesses. Don't claim them. You're going to use wisdom. Yes, you are. You're going to take your medications. You're going to eat right. You're going to exercise. You're going to pray. Use divine wisdom. How to invoke the peace of Jesus Christ. My sisters and my brothers, before you could do anything, you need to have that peace that surpasses all understanding. Before you pray, you should have that peace that surpasses all understanding. Before you speak, you need to have that peace that surpasses all understanding. Before you lay hands on someone, my sisters and my brothers, you need to have that peace that surpasses all understanding. One of the most powerful ways to invoke the miracle consciousness is to affirm the peace of Jesus Christ. The peace of Jesus Christ. I want you to hear me this morning. A prayerless person usually repels his good by his repelling vibrations. He scares away his good with a sense of rush, worry, force, or agitation. Whereas a prayerful person attracts his good by his quiet, peaceful, powerful vibrations. A prayerful person is magnetic to his good and unconsciously draws it to him. A tranquility of bearing, a facial and bodily repose are usually observed in those whose interlives are enriched through prayer. Yes, you're rich. Never say you're poor again. You're enriched if you're praying without ceasing. Prayer quiets your mind, body, emotions, vibrations. In that peaceful, prayerful state of mind, you unconsciously draw your good to you. You draw the good to you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If prayer has not had this effect on you, perhaps it's because you should deliberately invite it in by affirming the peace of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. Deliberately invite of Jesus Christ. And you, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. When you battle life, people, and circumstances, your soul gets twisted out of shape. When you battle people and circumstances, your soul gets twisted out of shape. When you're fighting with someone, when you're arguing with someone, when you have that evil, jealous, hatred feeling inside of you, your soul, deep down in your soul, gets twisted and out of shape. Your chest tightens. Your stomach begins to twist and turn and churn. Body aches begin to increase. Your blood pressure goes up. Pressure in your eyes go up. Your soul gets twisted and out of shape. When you battle with life, people, and circumstances, deep down in your soul gets twisted. Watch out. Watch out, my sisters and my brothers. The scriptures, reading the scriptures, studying the scriptures, reciting the word of God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Feel it deep down in your sanctified soul. Decrees of peace take away your spirit of fuss and give you a gentleness of pace. Slow down. Don't hurry, God. Wait on the Lord. Psalm 27 says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, Minister Sharon. Be of good courage, Evangelist Janet. Wait on the Lord. Dr. David. Be of good courage, Deacon Long. Be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. What are you waiting for? On the Lord. Why are you waiting? Because the word of God says so. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. God has blessings in store for you if you only wait and be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. If there's one experience with Mark's True, prayer, it is the deep peace which it brings to the soul. Deep peace it brings to the soul. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Decrees of peace slow you down to your good and give you gentleness, a pace that really gets the job done well. Have you ever seen someone or been around someone that no matter what's going on, no matter how everybody's fussing and cussing and pushing and worrying and upset, that person sits there with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding? Thank you, Jesus. And that's where you ought to be in your Christian walk, walking in the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. The peace of God, no matter what's going on, believing and trusting God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving someone that peace on this day. Decrees of peace help you to pray things through rather than trying to force them through. Uh-huh. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Peace is the forerunner of victory. You want victory? Peace is the forerunner of victory. And prayer is decreeing the peace of Jesus Christ. Give you that peace and that victory. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That's why I am waiting on him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You will soon notice that the first thing that happens when you begin to think about Jesus Christ is that a great calm descends upon you. You immediately begin to feel better about everything in your life. I know someone who had insomnia after many sleepless nights by affirming the peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon me now and all is well. In other words, it is well with my soul because I have the peace of Jesus Christ in me. I know of a human relations problem filled with confusion and harmony and conflict that was resolved after someone affirmed for it. The peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon this situation now, producing perfect results. Remember, we serve a perfect God. You're not perfect. God is. The peace of Jesus Christ is pouring out upon your situation now, and he's producing perfect results no matter what you're going through. Hallelujah. A fine black school teacher was placed in an integrated school for the first time. At first, there were grave behavior problems. This was the first time most of the children had even seen a black teacher, and Hispanic students seemed especially resentful. This teacher was rather frightened and upset over this challenge until she began to affirm, I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Everything quickly calmed down and harmony was restored. As she said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. And now she recites that every day as she going, to the school. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. A happy teacher she is now, with a class full of happy students. Someone asked her what was her secret. She kindly recites, praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. What a difference it made not only in her classroom, but as the other teachers, principals, assistants, counselors, psychiatrists, those that clean the floors, the janitors, those that prepare the food, begin to say, praise the Lord, peace be still, in the name of Jesus. It made a difference in the entire school. It has been estimated about 80% of all illnesses results from suppressed emotion. We see it happen all the time. Headaches, colds, and many common ailments appear after an emotional conflict. Mm-hmm. The Christ consciousness is very powerful in healing because the first thing it does is gives us peace of mind. And that peace of mind comes healing from the hurts, fears, resentments, jealousies, and other emotional conflicts. We just fade away. Peaceful Christ consciousness. Thus affirming the peace of Jesus Christ is a marvelous prayer decreed for bringing fulfillment to all areas of your life and my life and the lives of others. The marvelous thing about affirming the peace of Jesus Christ is that everyone around you responds to that prayer unconsciously, slows down his tempo, becomes happier and more efficient. Tension, stress, and strain just fade away in this prayer, consciousness of peace. One person decreeing the peace of Jesus Christ in a situation can quiet the whole atmosphere and produce harmony. Praise the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me today at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Tell a friend to tune in to Prayer Power Hour of Prayer with a chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Write to me today at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We are praying for you 24 hours around the clock. Request your prayer rug, and God is on the throne. What a mighty God we serve. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus.